Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We're going to discuss something that's very challenging for parents, and that's when they look to potty train their little ones, because a team at the University College London is inviting people from across the world to share their techniques as part of the Big Toilet Project, with the ultimate aim, they say, of helping parents toilet train children earlier and reduce the massive amount of disposable nappies in landfills, because it seems that the average age of toilet training is on the rise. Well, to join us, joining us to discuss this is Anne Costigan, who's a paediatric nurse and a toileting expert. Anne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I was taken aback, and we've just gone through this as well at home, toilet training the little one. So I was taken aback when a team of researchers from the University College London was looking at this and inviting people from across the globe to give their insights. But have you noticed, Anne, the age of potty training going up?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, over the last couple of decades, it's shifted from, historically used to be always between 12 to 18 months, and then it went up to towards 2 years, and now it's more towards 3 years of age. And the research does tell us that if we delay toileting past the age of two and a half, this can lead to issues with our bladder. So it is really important that we do try and shift it back in age-wise, so that we are going from physically when the child is ready to actually be toilet trained, is in and about 18 months of age.
Okay, so 18 months it should happen. What issues with the bladder?
So the bladder can have a dysfunction. So when they're in their nappies, you don't know what kind of pattern of wee that they have. So you'll know that they have a wet nappy when it gets very wet, but you don't know how often they're weeing throughout the day. So they could have a small bladder capacity, which might not be picked up until they're 3 or 4 years of age. So, you know, it's better to pick up these problems sooner rather than later. Around 18 months of age, we want to start planting the seed of potty training. Some kids will take off and do it from that young age, but generally you can run into issues then down the line a little bit if you go a little bit too early. So in and around like two and a half is a good age, behavioural wise as well, developmentally. They're a little bit more inclined to go with what you're saying. But also, you know, if you plant the seed that little bit earlier by, you know, showing them when you're going to the bathroom, what you're feeling, what you're doing. If you start changing their nappy, standing up in the bathroom and popping the poo from the nappy into the toilet so they're getting to see their poo, because this can be a big issue with some children. The first time they actually see their own poo is when they do it in a potty, and they can get a big, very big fright.
I know, it'd be shocking.
I'm not going to do that again.
I'm sure people are saying, this is a lovely conversation, isn't it, at tea time? We're talking about kiddies here. So it's cute little ones. That's
exactly,
the excuse. Exactly. But how do you know, Anne? Because your two-year-old could be very different developmentally to my two-year-old. How do you know if the child is ready?
So a lot of parents would often say to me, what are the cues? What am I looking out for? So for some kids, they'll actually never show you any signs that they're ready to do it, you know. So you're not really as such waiting for them to tell you and kind of take off the nappy. Now, some kids will. They literally do it all themselves, and that's a rarity, and good luck to you if that happens to you.
Yeah.
But for a lot of kids, it's like they're putting it on the long finger because they're very comfy in their nappy. It's convenient. They don't have to stop what they're doing. They can just pee and go. Whereas when they do start potty training, you know, priority for them is to play. So it can be a bit of a challenge to kind of change that mindset with them. But it is just about getting the idea of the toileting, what we're actually trying to achieve. We're getting wee and poo into the potty and getting ready. So a lot of kids will show you that they have a wet nappy. So they might say wee wee, or when they're doing a poo, they might go to hide. Now, the poo side of things can be a little bit more tricky. And one thing that the whole reason why I set up Poo in the Loo on Instagram is that a lot of time parents don't realize their child is constipated until they start potty training. So typically a child who might have experienced a hard poo might have only been once as a baby in a nappy, and they start standing to poo. So that's telling us that they were uncomfortable doing a poo. They're now standing to try and control that poo better and to maybe even stop that poo trying to come out.
Oh.
So before
is
toilet
that a
training,
big problem, Anne, at that age? Because they mightn't have the words to explain to you what's happening or how they're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the time, any of the parents that I deal with on my consultations, I would always ask them, how did they poo before you removed the nappy? And majority of them will say, oh, they stood to poo. And what you typically will see is that they're standing at a table. They may hide, they may not, but they'll hold on to something or they'll try and bend over the armrest of a couch. And that's telling you that's not a normal way to try and poo. What they should be doing is squatting down wherever they are to do a poo. Really? And it should be nice and quick.
Is that down to diet?
Constipation is such a common issue, and there was another article actually in The Guardian last week about constipation being on the rise, but I think it's more to do with people are getting more aware of what to look out for in constipation. But about 1 in 3 children will suffer with constipation, and diet has a huge part to play in it. But also, it is, you know, if you think about it, between the ages of 0 to 5 they go through series of viruses, so they're constantly sick for those first couple of years. They're teething, they're changing their diet from either breast milk onto formula or from formula onto cow's milk, or then you have the introduction of solids at 6 months of age. All those things have a huge impact on their gut. So any bit of dehydration there can cause a hard poo. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one episode of hard poo can really set them into a cycle of trying to hold on to their poo as opposed to letting it out.
Okay.
So if a child then stands to poo before you start potty training, you're trying then to get them to squat and let this poo out on a potty. The minute they feel that poo coming, they automatically shoot up off the potty and go to stand in the corner and do their poo like they normally would.
Okay,
so
okay.
It can be a big transition.
I'm imagining the parents really taking notes here, the parents who are in this group, and then the rest of the listeners probably grimacing listening to this. But can I ask you this though? Is there can you give us a top tips for any parent in this category now?
Yeah. So definitely my top tip is have a realistic expectation about it. You know your child best. Don't be looking at influencers on Instagram or Googling the best way to get it done in 3 days. Typically, it doesn't happen that quickly. It's a huge skill for a child to learn. So top thing is introduce the concept early. Simple things, as I said, change them in the bathroom standing up so they're getting that association of this is where pee and poo go. This is what I'll be doing. Let them see you going to the bathroom, telling them what you're feeling when you need to go. Checking for constipation and know their usual routine. So have a look and see, like as I was saying, from 18 months of age, their bladder is beginning to mature and physically get a little bit bigger, so it'll hold on to more wee during the day. So you'll often find then at this age you're not changing the nappy as often, it's drier for longer periods of time, so that's telling us that their bladder is be able to fill it a bit more. Then they start getting the urge that they're wee, that they need to go, or that they have done a wee. If you can, change the nappy to either a less absorbent nappy or even go to a cloth nappy, because again, nappies are so absorbent that the kid doesn't actually feel that they're wet until it's really, really wet. So they can either put like a dry face cloth into the nappy, wear some underwear under the nappy so that their wee is hitting that first and they're feeling that it's wet. So okay. They're getting that association as well with it. So those are really important. And then also the constipation side of things.
Okay.
Have a look and see, is your child constipated? Have a look how often they're pooing. So they should be pooing daily, ideally, or at least 4 times in the week, and that the poo is not hard. It's not little small rapid droppings or these big, huge poos that are taking a few days to come.
Okay.
It can be very hard to spot on the kids. Sometimes.
You know what? It's really difficult on the kid as well. It's not an easy thing get to understand why suddenly you have to make this huge change. Look, you're a locomotive of knowledge. I can tell you that much for nothing. Anne Costigan, you're a paediatric nurse, and your Instagram, which you mentioned there, is Poo and the Loo, and people can look that up. Anne, great to talk to you, I must say. Thanks a million. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cormac. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.